France has reiterated its call for de-escalation and dialogue between the U.S. and Iran as world leaders prepare for the Group of 20 summit. Meantime, the new acting defense secretary, Mark Esper, is headed to Europe to try to persuade reluctant NATO allies to cooperate with the Trump administration on some tough new sanctions imposed on Iran. In a searing response, Iran's leaders say those sanctions have closed the path to diplomacy, and Iran accuses the White House of suffering from a mental disability. Well, joining us live to talk more about it, Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine. Senator Kaine, great to have you back here on WTOP. Give us your thoughts on these new sanctions and whether they really have closed the door to diplomacy, as the Iranians say.
Well, my worry, and I warned of this a year ago, when President Trump tore up the diplomatic deal between the United States and Iran, the U.S. backed out of a deal, and I'm not aware of the U.S. backing out of diplomatic deals in the past. When we backed out of it, I wrote an article saying you're raising the risk of unnecessary war. Last week, we were apparently within 10 minutes of the U.S. launching missile strikes against Iran. This morning, the president is saying he doesn't need Congress to wage war against Iran. And so my worry is that the president is wrongly believing that he can initiate war on his own without the careful debate that the American public is entitled to and a vote by Congress. So I'm very, very worried right now. And we need an effort, probably led by allies, to get both the U.S. and Iran back in a mood or in a mode where diplomacy is possible.
Now, in the event that happens, what assurances can the U.S. offer to the Iranians now that any agreement reached at the negotiating table will continue to have the backing of the U.S.?
That's a problem. When the U.S. pulled out of a deal last year, and remember at the time, President Trump's then Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, National Security Advisor, General McMaster, head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joe Dunford, all said the deal was working and we should stay in. So when we pulled out of the deal, despite that advice, despite the fact the deal was supported by allies, we basically put Iran in a position where they will have less trust in us going forward. It also has affected our ability to get a deal with North Korea, because North Korea looks at that and says, well, wait a minute, the U.S. had a deal with Iran, the international community was saying it was working, and the U.S. pulled out of it. Why would we do a deal with the U.S. that the U.S. might pull out of? So the president has escalated the tensions, and then Iran has responded. Iran is doing a lot of things wrong, but our own intelligence officials tell us that their actions are in response to the U.S. pressure campaign. So what we need now is a de-escalation. There are some things that I think our allies could put on the table. So, for example, hey, if you guarantee safe passage of ships through the Straits of Hormuz, the oil sanctions against Iran will start to reduce so that Iran can also ship its oil out through the Straits of Hormuz. There have to be some trust-building steps taken, and I think allies might be able to put something on the table, both for the U.S. and Iran to consider. If we won't consider an Iranian offer and Iran won't consider a U.S. offer, then maybe our allies can put some offers on the table that could be the basis of dialogue.
There's a lot of concern, obviously, about potential military action against Iran. You are leading a bipartisan effort to make sure that the president would get congressional approval. But in an interview with The Hill, the president said he doesn't need congressional approval for a military response. What's your reaction to that, and what are the chances of your proposal passing?
It is frightening to me that a president who took an oath to uphold the Constitution is not aware that the Constitution says it's Congress that gets to declare war. Congress declares it, and then once declared, there's only one commander-in-chief. The president and the military leadership carried out. That the fact that the president thinks he can wage war against Iran on his own is frightening to me as the senator from a very military state. I'm a senator with a child in the military. I don't think presidents are supposed to be able to start wars if they, you know, for whatever reason they want to. So right now in the Senate, we're debating on the National Defense Authorizing Act. I have an amendment that's bipartisan that says no funds will be spent on any war in Iran unless there is a specific congressional authorization that's passed for that war. We're trying to get that up for a vote. I think we're going to get near unanimous support on the Democratic side, and there are many Republicans who also believe that that is the right principle. we may, if the president thinks we need to be in a war with Iran, he should come to Congress and make the case. The American public can see it. Congress can see it. We should have a vote. But if he does, when he says he doesn't think he needs Congress, I read between the lines a little bit. I'm not sure I can convince Congress this is a good idea. If the president has doubts about whether he can convince Congress that it's a good idea, that should tell us something. I think it would be a disaster for the United States to be in another war in the Middle East right now.
Senator, thank you for your time. Unfortunately, we are out of time. We will speak with you again. That is Virginia Democratic U.S. Senator Tim Kaine.